Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a pleasant day across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv enjoy clear skies with gentle breezes. Meanwhile, Haifa is slightly cooler, with some clouds visible. A lovely evening is expected for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post just minutes ago, dozens of drones entered the Gaza Strip over recent months. There are fears that Hamas might use them in future attacks. Also, from Walla, coming in now, further negotiations are expected soon between Israel and Lebanon. A third round is not seen as an unlikely scenario. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that Israel and the U.S. have signed an agreement for a permanent Jerusalem embassy compound. The deal marks a new step in the relocation process. Separately, from JNS earlier today, Prime Minister Netanyahu has warned Hezbollah and Iran to get out of here during his visit to southern Lebanon. And finally, from Forward earlier today, a Democratic Socialist's victory in a Colorado congressional race pivoted largely around her condemnation of Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. From CENTCOM, the U.S. Central Command shared just minutes ago that U.S. Army personnel inspected ammunition in a counter-rocket system in the Middle East. This system aims to neutralize incoming threats. Raylan Givens, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about a Saudi report indicating an initial agreement between the U.S. and Iran to release $3 billion of frozen funds. Avi Meyer, an Israeli commentator, shared earlier today the excitement over the land allocation for the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. He noted the symbolic gesture of a dollar bill displayed as a personal contribution to the project. Now for more on those stories, starting with the drone concerns in Gaza. The Jerusalem Post reports that at least 28 drones reportedly entered Gaza in recent months. Despite the IDF thwarting 89 smuggling attempts, there are worries that some drones reached Hamas. This development increases tensions in the region and raises security concerns for civilians. Turning to the diplomatic front, Walla notes that the U.S. is gearing up for the next phase in talks between Israel and Lebanon. Sources suggest a third round of negotiations is possible, underlining the complexity of the agreement. This could have significant implications for regional stability. Meanwhile, the agreement for the permanent U.S. embassy in Jerusalem marks a significant diplomatic step. According to I-24 News, the deal formalizes land allocation at the Allenby site. This move strengthens the U.S.-Israel relationship and underscores Jerusalem's status as Israel's capital. During a visit to southern Lebanon, Netanyahu issued a stark warning to Iran and Hezbollah. As reported by JNS, he emphasized that the Israel-Lebanon agreement might face challenges from Tehran and its proxies. This reflects ongoing tensions and the delicate balance of power in the region. Finally, in the U.S., a Colorado congressional race saw a surprising twist. Forward reports that a Democratic Socialist defeated a long-standing member largely by focusing on Israel's policies. This development highlights the shifting political dynamics and the international implications of U.S. domestic politics. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Walla Business earlier today, the Israeli Treasury is targeting small savings accounts with a new reform. This move aims to address unnoticed issues in the savings market affecting many citizens. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that Yochananov is escalating competition with new pricing for AirPods at 699 shekels. This highlights the ongoing price wars among retailers in the electronics market. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Aligned, a company based in New York and Tel Aviv, raised $60 million to expand its AI sales platform. This funding reflects the growing importance of AI technologies in business operations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.